Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Physics Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Beschanan, the 14th day of the month Av. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit OU.org/call. That's OU.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Sam Reinstein of Congregation Kol Israel in Brooklyn, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Reinstein, slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Erech Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, their chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berachah Lecholem and Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Reinstein.
Yes, thank you so much, Rabbi Reinstein. So I just wanted to speak a little bit about something that I spoke about on Tisha B'Av. I know that sounds like an odd thing to be inspirational or to be in that type of positive message, but I think there is something quite positive. The Shulchan Aruch discusses that we don't say Tachanun or Shlichot on Tisha B'Av. And that might be surprising. Those are usually reserved. We usually reserve that, not saying those things, for positive days. And we don't say those things on Hanukkah and Purim and things like that. And the Shulchan Aruch even goes further and says, because it's called a festival, the Nikrei Moed. It's pretty shocking that we would call Tisha B'Av a Moed. It's just, it doesn't feel like a festival. Right, we don't have meals, we don't invite people over, we don't even say hi for part of the day. It seems to be as far from a moed, from a festival, as I could possibly imagine. Now, I had a whole bunch of ideas, but I wanted to focus on just one. I think what could have happened when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed is we could have just completely lost it. So much of our lives at the time was, and we can't really relate to this fully nowadays, was related to the Beit HaMikdash. And when it's gone, it's almost like your entire life was uprooted. The Gemara in Bavra Basra talks about how people would stop drinking wine or eating meat. They would just stop listening to music. They would just be sad all the time. And that Gemara talks about Rabbi Yeshua, who showed them the folly of that. That if you're really going to be that sad, if you're really going to appreciate what the Beit HaMikdash, the loss of the Beit HaMikdash is, you wouldn't even drink water, because the water was given as a libation in the Beit HaMikdash. You wouldn't even survive, because you can't really live a life like that. So possibly, one thing that what a moed is, what a holiday is a time when we stop and we think about something specific. So on Pesach, we specifically think about what it means to be Jewish, what it means to be freed, what it means to be God's people. On Shavuot, we think about what it means to get the Torah. On Sukkot, we think about what it means to be taken care of. On Hanukkah, you know, on every holiday you can think of, we stop and we think about for a week, for a day, whatever it may be, a specific idea, neglecting other things. The focus is one specific thing. And we neglect other things. And so much so that when you're in a state of mourning, when you lose somebody, when you get to a holiday, you stop mourning. The mourning doesn't just pause, it stops. Because the focus, when you hit Pesach, needs to be on Pesach. It can't be on other things. And so similarly, Tisha B'Av, we stop and we just mourn the Beit HaMikdash. That's what we do for the day. We mourn the Beit HaMikdash and other things. But what that does is it stops our mourning for the rest of the year. We still incorporate it into our lives on some level, but we don't go around being utterly sad all the time. It's focused on Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av, we focus on it. And that allows us for the rest of the year to focus on other things. It's vital whenever we have a hard thing in our life to actually confront it. We confront that negative emotion on Tisha B'Av. But what that does allow us to do is to live our lives in a positive way afterwards. It allows us to not completely move on. We still pray for the building of the next Beit HaMikdash, but it allows us to continue living our lives even with that loss. And I think, therefore, the message of what we're going to read this Shabbos, of Shabbos Nachamu, we're supposed to be comforted. The reason we're supposed to be comforted is because we mourned. We confronted that emotion. We spent Tisha B'Av sad and mourning and not eating, and now we can come out of it happier and better people. It's actually being able to confront that emotion is what allows us to continue being happy afterwards. And I think that can be an inspiration for other things. Whenever we have something difficult, we shouldn't shy away from it. We should give it its time. But we should know that by giving it its time, we're able to come out of it stronger. We're able to come out of it in a way that we can continue living our lives afterwards. So I hope that's what this Shabbos can do. Shabbos Nachamu can be that moment where we come out of Tisha B'Av and we realize, you know, we're going to be okay. And God's going to continue taking care of us. And we're going to be, we have a history. And despite the fact that the Beit HaMikdash isn't around, we're still around. And that, at least for now, is good enough, even if we pray for a better and brighter future. So now I do Tehillim. Eliyahu? Yeah. I guess so. Okay. So I'll say the Tehillim. We start with Perachaf. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai b'yom sara, yisagefka Hashem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisadecha, yiskor kol minchotecha, ve'elatka yidashnes ela, yitein lecha kilvavecha, v'chol atatzcha yimalei, neranina b'shuatecha, uv'shem Eloheinu nigdol, Yimalei Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishichal. Yaneu mishmei kodesha bivorot. Yesha yiminau. Hei lebarecha vei lebasisim. Vanachnu v'shem Adonai leinu naskir. Hei makaru v'nafalu. Vanachnu kamnu v'nitotas. Adonai yoshi amach yaninu. V'yom kareinu. David Adonai Orivi Shimimiora Ira Adonai Meos Kaya Mimea Fat Bekrov Alam Rim Lacho Episarai Sarai Vai Vai Li Makashlu Nafalu In Takana Lai Machane Loi Rali B in Takuma Lam Yokama Bezot Anibotea Achachalti Meet Adonai Ota Avakesh, Shifti Bevet Adonai, Koyim Echayai, Lachazot Benom Adonai, Vaker Bechalav, Ki Yitzpenei Nu Besuka, Bayom Ra'a Yachkireini, Beseter Allah, Vitor Yerom Emeini, Ve'ata Yarum Roshi Aloi Vai, Sivi Lotei, Bez Bechavo Aliyah, Difrei Chua Shira Ve'azamra Latunai, Shema Adonai Koli Ekra Vechaneni Vaneni Lecha Amai Libi Vishpach Shifanai Et Panecha Adonai Avakesh Al Taster Panecha Mimeni Ve'al Tatz Be'af Avdecha Ezrati Hayiti Al Tichaini Ve'al Tazeni Elohei Ishi Ki Avivi Mi Azabuni Vadonai Yasteini Horeini Adonai Darkecha, Unecheini B'Erech Mishor, Leman Shorai, Altineinu B'Nefesh Tarai, Kika movie, a day, Sheker, Visayah, Hamas, Uleyem, Antidor, Batuva, Dunai, Veskayim, Kavel, Adunai, Kazak, Viamisi, Becca, Vikave, El Adunai, Tarek Kaflamid, 120. Shir Hamalot, Mimamakin, Kratis, Adunai. Adonai Shema Bekoli, Tienos Necho Kashuvo, the Kol Takanunai, Im Avono Tishmorya, Adonai Miyamot, Kim Chasricha, Leman Tivarei, Kiviti Adonai Kita Nafshi, Belid Varo, Ochalti, Nafshi Adonai Mishomim Avoker, Shomerim Avoker, Yachkel Yisrael Adonai, Kim Adonai Chesed, Verbeim Ol Sedut, Zehuyin Zed Yisrael, Mikol Avonotav. I'll do a Mishaber Kvokolim, a prayer for the sect. I'll pause if you would like to insert a name. Mishaber Achavotinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo, Hu Yivarech Yer Petach Kolim. Bavor shekol Yisrael yitain staka bavuram. Bishkar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem. Lach li'imam la'abotam, lach asikam, lach yotam. Yishlach lahem erev rufuah shleima min ha'shamayim. L'chol eivareihem v'gidaihem. B'tok shar kol Yisrael, rufuat ha'nefesh, rufuat ha'guf. Ashta b'galav izmakar, even omar amen. We end with Achenu. Achenu, po Beit Yisrael. Achenu, po Beit Yisrael. Hanitzuni matara, matara uvashiv yam din bein bayam, bein bayasha. Amarakom yirachim, yirachim, amayam, yotzi'em misara, li'evachom, yafeo liyota, mishibud, li'geul ashta, bagava, uvizman karif. Hey, thank you everyone so much for joining us. And I hope taking some part out of your day to focus on something inspirational has been helpful for the rest of your time after this call is over.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Reinstein. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah, all of those need will be answered, Latova, and whatever it is that we may be praying for. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, restful, meaningful, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.